Hey, hello. Sunday the 23rd of August, Dain Dovid Dunna. A bar mitzvah boy making kiddush.
Good morning. As you all heard the topic just now, I'll just tell you what happened was that somebody with the family was on holidays. The husband had to go away over Shabbos for family, so left with the mother was left with the boys. The boy was a bar mitzvah boy, he was 14-year-old, and mother was a mother. A few other children around. Occasion Friday, they asked who should make kiddush. The boy wanted to make kiddush, and the mother said maybe she should be making kiddush for the family. Who should make kiddush on Friday night? Is members realize that it's a proper shaila, it's a question. This is quite explicit in the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. And I'll just share with you that halacha a bit. The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph says that a Ben Yud Gimel Shonim, a 13-year-old, lo yoytzi lenoshim b'kiddush b'shabbos. A 13-year-old should not make kiddush for the mother, for the women on Shabbos. So the husband is not at home. The bar mitzvah boy, you got a boy of 13, 14, shouldn't make kiddush on Shabbos. Why? Kiven denoshim chayovis minatoyot. Because women are mechuyev minatoyot in kiddush, zochei v'shomai, mishyeshdei b'shmira, those who got the chiyuv of shmira Shabbos, yeshdei b'shmira, have got the chiyuv to make kiddush, and noshim arechuyev minatoyga. And now you've got this boy, yeah, he's a 14-year-old, that's the Maisa Shaya, was the 14-year-old, he's a 14-year-old, but who said he's a godel? The only reason we take on he's a godel is Chazaka Derava, that most probably at 13, he's been a mevish de saras. But minatoyga, we don't know that he's a godel, until such time, that until such time we know for sure he's been made Vishnei Saras. Well, if the woman has to be Yotze Minatoyga in Kiddush, she's got to know that her son has been made Vishnei Saras. And therefore the boy cannot make Kiddush, says the Magen Avraham, but the Raisa, loy samchino na kazoka de rova. When it comes to the Raisa, we aren't saying because this kazoka. We see him sham, and the Magen Avraham concludes there, chein te kaddish hi le'atzmo. She herself should make kiddush and not the boy. And then when he asked me, as I said, you got a very good point. I know it's not so nice to be here on holidays without your husband. You have to go, okay. But even though your husband had left instruction, let the boy make kiddush, just to excite him. But it's not so. He cannot make kiddush because the woman is mechuyev minatoyga and he might only be a cotton. Cannot make kiddush, and the Magen Avraham concludes Ayin Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Look at Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel, which in Kuf Tzadi Gimel there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in the Gemara, but I'm not saying that we keep to that halacha. I mean, it's taken on Ladina, but it's based on various Rishonim that even though you can always be mitzi somebody with a bracha, with whatever it may be. It says there that only if the person understands Lashon HaKodesh. If you want to be Maisi, somebody, a guest, whoever it may be, not right now in Ishop, anybody may be, and the person doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, you can't be Maisi the person. And therefore it says there in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Nochin She'isha Toima Mila B'Mila Makadesh. It's correct that the woman should say word for word with the Makadesh. Given the Einan Mavinas Lashon HaKodesh and a Yotzes Bishmir. Since they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, they won't be Yotzes with listening. And therefore a woman in any case should be saying Kiddush with her husband word for word. Now, this is not applicable today because the Noshim may be no better than some of us because they've been to some and they've learnt it all. But at the time of the Magen Avraham, the time of the Rebbe, this halacha was written, the Noshim weren't fluent with Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore, according to some Shittas HaRishonim, they could not be Yotze from their husbands, and therefore they might say the women should say with their husbands word for word because they cannot be Yotze with the husbands. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. So it's quite clear in this case that the yes, that it should be that the mother makes the Kiddush, and not like the father left instruction before he went away, that let the son make Kiddush and enjoy himself, feel very important. Because since we can't be Seimach on the Chazoka, the Rava, when it comes to the Raisas, he might not be a God. Rabbi Akiva Eger in Tshuva, Siman Zayin, is a long Tshuva. This wasn't the main theme of the Tshuva, he brings this in. The main theme of the Tshuva was that there was a certain very good Sefer who came along to a certain town, Akiva Eger was, and with his tefillin and so on. And he said he has such wonderful help from his son, who helps him write. And his son was a 16 or 17 year old, Tezayin Shana, and he was helping him write. What's going on here? He's helping you, right? For how long has he been helping you? How do you know that he's a godel? He must have a godel who writes. Just because he's a bar mitzvah boy, and then as we know he's been maybe shteisaras, somebody's been boyduk, and tells us he's been maybe shteisaras, he can't help his father write tefillin or sefetei, etc. Because you've got to know that he's a godel, and somebody's not a godel can't write, can't do that. And that's the tshuva there, we'll give it.
If he hasn't got shteisaras, he's still high.
Yeah, but maybe in the Rabbanon. As he can't be Moshe Deraisa, he can't say he's fulfilled his Deraisa. Because like Kivega says, if he goes to fill in for himself, till he knows he's got Shtei Sarah, this tefillin will help. Because we're Monoshek. I mean, if he's a god, he's a god, and if he's not, it doesn't matter. But writing for other people, you can't do such a thing. You can't take a young child and do that. You've got to know for sure that he's a god when it comes to Deraisa. In this tshuva, there's a bit discussed whether 8, 19, even 8, 19. If there's no simoni saras, then it's a problem. You need a bedika, whether you need 1 aid, 2 aid. It's also part of the discussion. I didn't intend to speak about it today. That is, there is a disaster there, Kivega. To what extent you're going to have? I've got to have a proper bill, proper clarification that he's a god. I shouldn't intend to mention this, but I remember in Yeshiva some years ago, a couple of moons ago, it was Erev Kippur, they were making Matoras Nadorim, and there was one person there who wanted a proper Matoras Nadorim. They took the three nearest Bochim, and I remember the Bochim was very embarrassed, but he said to the one of the Bochim, Nemanatsveta, take somebody else. And he walked away, and I asked him, "Chveisi shuza godel." He was a bochim, he was 18 year old, but he had no simoni saras in his face on, so he wasn't sure. He had a proper. It wasn't stamp atos adoim. He wanted at the same time to be matic a specific neder. He needed to be matic a specific neder. He needed to have a godel. So he moved him off. Whether Ivy Kippur was the right time to make the person feel so good, that's a different matter. Okay, we won't discuss that. But in any case, coming back to our subject matter. So this is the tshuva that is discussed by Rabbi Kivega. So Rabbi Kivega says on this Mogen Avraham that the woman should say it. The woman should say it with, the woman should say it with, this is what the Mogen Avraham says. So, Kivega says the following, that if she's going to say it with, that means she's being yoitza with her own Kiddush. Yeah? Husband is saying Kiddush, she's going to say it with, but she doesn't understand the language. Or in the case where the boy would be making Kiddush, the mother, if she's saying her own Kiddush, where's she got Kiddush ala kos? Because she's not holding the kos, she hasn't got the kos. So, she's not being Yaisa Kiddush ala Kois. Very nice. Okay, you've got her saying, but you want to be Makai the Mitzvah of Kiddush ala Kois. Where's she got the Mitzvah of Kiddush ala Kois? The Kaya Kivanim of Rechis, the Atzma says, Gam Kivanim. She's making the bog herself. The Shaykh Leimani Yitzaz Gam Bishmia. She's not being Yaisa with the Shmia. So, if so, it's a Baracha because of what's happening here. Pardon? But she's not holding the kosh, she's not making Kiddush ala kosh, she's making her Kiddush without ala kosh. You're right, because the Emes, the Shtelenzach of Kiva Eger, There's the bi'alok about this. Must you hold the cost of Kiddush al HaKos, or is it good enough if the cost is on the table? And others say the answer, that even if it's good enough to have the kiddush on the table, and you don't need to hold your kiddush b'shas kiddush, but if somebody, because then it's innate to that kiddush, but if somebody else is holding the kiddush and making kiddush on it, it is worse. I can't relate my kiddush to that. So, therefore, that's the discussion.
If she makes kiddush by herself, she doesn't understand much of the kiddush, it's okay.
It's okay. That's okay, yeah. It's only to be Yaitza, according to, and that's a old Paschim like it, but that's the Moda Shagok in the Kuv Tzadidah. But, so you're quite right, there's a Rabbanon element, because Kiddush al HaKos is a Rabbanon. So, says Rabbi Kivega, that what are you going to suggest? I think, like you or Albert, says Rabbi Kivega, may it be the following, that concerning the Deiraisa, she says it herself. But concerning the Derabbanon, she's going to be Yotze at the same time with her son. So she's got the Asbroch al HaKos is only a Derabbanon, she can be Yotze with her son. But as the saying of the Brocha, the Deraisa element of it is mentioning Kiddush Shabbos, she'll say herself. So we've got a dual Kiddush going on. She's saying it herself for the Deraisa, and she's listening to her son at the same time for the Derabbanon of Kiddush al HaKos. Says Rabbi Kivega, we can't allow that either. Why not? Because it'll come out that her brocha might be a brocha levatola. Because if she's being on the side that he's a godel, and she's being yotze with his brocha on Kiddush, yeah. So she's heard the brocha. How could she say brocha to Hashem? We carry your Shabbos. Because you get a brocha levatola element. So here you got your kiddush deraisa. Here you got your kiddush derabbanan. Here you got your shayla brocha levatola. Because you're going to say she's going to listen to her son at the same time and say the brocha. So the saying of her brocha is vita a brocha levatola. So what are you going to do? How do you explain the Magen Avraham that the son should be making kiddush, and how do you get the deraisa? Is going to be kiva eger. Says there in that tshuva that he thinks the following is pshat. V'ulai yesh loima, that she is better. Magen Avraham means the following, and it's relevant. The boy, you want your son to make kiddush. The father's not there. The boy is going to make kiddush for mother. Yeah, it doesn't mean that he's gone away like the story I had, but maybe father's having out some kiddush, and the father wants to say a kiddush at home. It's usually not Friday night like that, but in any case, and want to hear a kiddush, so can the boy makes kiddush. Says Rabbi Kivega, you know what most probably the Magen Avraham means? Yes, this 14-year-old can make kiddush. We don't know whether he's a godel. The mother should say with only the middle part of the bracha, which speaks about Kedushas Shabbos. But the Baruch Ato Hashem Elikeinu Melech HaOlam at the beginning of the Kiddush, and the Baruch Ato Hashem Bekali HaShabbos, that she shouldn't say, that she should hear from her child. Because the actual Nusach Baruch for Kiddush, that's not Min HaTorah. Baruchas Adirabbanon. We don't have Baruchas Min HaTorah. So to be Yotze your Kiddush in her Aisa is enough if she says, Bepeh, the various parts of Kiddush, maybe also Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, they only say various parts of Kiddush. So that she should say herself, but the rest of the bracha, she should be yotze from her son. So there's no bracha of atalah, because she's not going to say bracha Hashem l'keinu melech ha'olam. She's got no bracha atalah. She's got Kiddush al HaKos, because that she's being yotze from her son, and that's a derabbanon she can take on her son as a godel. And for the rest, she's saying the middle piece. Yeah, maybe start telling a woman how to go about it, a bit complicated, but you get used to it. Okay, so that will be the way it has to work, the Kiddush. That is what Rabbi Kivega says. And that is what he concludes. That should be the halacha, when a child makes Kiddush for his mother, and we don't yet know whether he's been maybe shnei saras. Is the Chazon Ish says that Rabbi Kivega is a pillar. Chazon Ish asks on Rabbi Kivega, There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara in Brachos. The Machlokes Rishonim, when you learn the Gemara Brachos, if you didn't learn the Gemara again, because if you learn again, this is how we pass. That what happens if you got people who had a meal and they got a bench, but each person there doesn't know a whole bracha. Reuven knows till Azon Esakoil. Shimon knows till till the next book, and the next one knows the next. Maybe when they sat in school, each one had to bench loud, and each one only said that book. How it came about. In any case, each one only knows one bracha. So the three people there, so Reuven, who knows the first bracha, should be mighty, the other two with bracha number one. Shimon, who knows bracha number two, should be mighty then. And Levi, the third one. But what would it be if in school they spit it a bit differently? In other words, one said to Lazar as a Koyel, the next one only said to Rakol Shaw, and somebody else took over Vala Koyel. Yeah? So, how do you do? Does one say the first Bokka, and number two say to Rakol Shaw, number three say for Vala Koyel? How do we go about it? Is it the Halacha? Clear Shulchan Aruch, you cannot split a Bokka. Either you're going to be Yotzeh the Bokka by saying it, or you're going to be Yotzeh the Bokka by listening, by Shemea Ka'ona. But to split a bracha, partly I should be Yetzer with Shemea Ka'ona, and partly I should say the bracha myself, that doesn't work. That is clear cut in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? In Hilchos Bikkur Hamazon, you can't split a bracha part. Says the Chazon Ish, I just don't understand you, how can you say that pshat in the Magen Avraham is that the Isha should be Yaitzah, part of the bracha from a son, and partly say himself? In Halacha it says, it's either or. Either you make a Shemaya Ka'ina, or you make a, or you say it yourself, but you can't do part. And Yerub Kiva Eger is explaining with the Kiddush that you make a partial bracha. This is a kasha, one of the kashas of the Chazon Ish.
But
you can't within a bracha you can't have either it's all or none. But we're going to know why that should be, and maybe if time allows me, I'll need to try to explain it. I'll just share with you another kasha of the Reb Kiva Eger, also which is asked by the Chazon Ish. But you see, Reb Kiva Eger had a certain line, and we're going to understand what it is. There is another shtickel Reb Kiva Eger. We all know the Gemara in Brachos, where the Gemara speaks about a women mechuyev in benching minatoya. They want to do they're going to bench. Are they mechuyev in benching minatoya? Why should they not be? Hold it again. Very shiny, but we learn is because it says al brisko shekasamto bivsareinu baal teirosko sheli madatonu, and women are not obligated in bris and toya. So maybe they have no chiyuv birkas hamazon, or maybe they do have a chiyuv birkas hamazon. This is a discussion in the Gemara. Moses says, "What's the nafka mina? The nafka mina is whether they can be moitzi men if they're mechuyev min ha-Torah. They can be moitzi men if women are not obligated min ha-Torah. They can't be moitzi men." Yeah, that is the discussion in the Gemara. There's a very shvera gois ashri in Megillah that says Noshim chayovois bebirkes hamozoin midiraisa. Women are obligated to bench min ha-Torah. Now, if they're obligated to bench min ha-Torah, are they allowed to be moitzi men? Yes, that's a Gemara. Continues it there, gois ashri. Umikol mokim, in spite of that, Einon yechaylis oisiyat ha-Noshim. They can't be mighty men. Lefishen yechaylis leim a bris v'toyra. But they can't say bris v'toyra. So everybody asks, the Gemara says, if they are mechuyev b'toyra, they can't be mighty men. Here the God says, oh, they're mechuyev b'toyra, but they can't be mighty men. What is going on? This is a pele de keshtike la goyi sashri. And Rebbe Kiva Eger, So Reb Kiva Eger says, you know what it means? It means like this. You know, he teaches the Gemara. Yeah, if somebody can't, you know, Reb Kiva Eger says, let's share it with you. It's not mine, Reb Kiva Eger. It's not Reb Kiva Eger. You know what it means? That God, what it means? That God says, she means like this. Avada the women, I'm a chuyev. They're only not mechuyev in bris and Torah. So, What he's saying is like this. She can be mighty than men, but bris v'toyah women haven't got. If bris v'toyah women haven't got, so you know what, how are they mighty than men? So they should say, Noi delach Hashem lekeinu, when it comes to a bris kosher, samtum b'vsareinu, v'al te'os kosheli madatonu, the man should say it himself. Now he's listening to his wife, yeah, she's saying. But when it comes to those few words, the man shouldn't, that bit he can bother himself. He should say, Abrisko, Shesamti Vaseinu, Baltegosko Shelimadatonu, himself. Himself. So the rest of the book, he'll be Yitzhak from his wife, and that bit he'll say himself. That's says the Chazon Ish, I don't understand you, Reb Kivega. You can't split it. Either you're going to say it yourself, or you're going to be Yitzhak, but you can't split a bracha into two. So, but we see a Kav in Rabbi Kiva Eger one way, and the Chazon Ish is asking Shtar Yikashas. I'll share with you a Teretz. I've thought based on maybe if I can be Moisif, I'll be Moisif something. It depends on the time. But let me just share with you. We heard before that. It's a bit strange, if Shemei Ka'ayna, why is it that you can't split? And how, if when I'm listening to you, it's like I said it, so partly I said through you, or partly I said by myself, why should there be such a halacha that you can't split partly listening and partly... If listening is as good as saying, then you should be able to. The Rambam, it says like this. The Rambam says, and I won't read you out the Lashon of the Rambam, there won't be time for that, but let me just tell you the points. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos at the beginning, that if you listen to a bracha from somebody else, he has kavanah to be mitzi you, we have kavanah to listen, we are yaitza. And you don't need to say amen. Just hearing is good enough. And that's a general rule. You hear a bracha without the amen, you can be yaitza if you're listening. But twice the Rambam writes, you've got to say Amen. And that is, in Hilchos Birkas HaMazon, when you're being Yoitza, the Rambam says that you've got to say Amen. And in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam writes, and he says Amen. So, obviously, before you're not me, already everybody asks, do you need to say Amen to be Yoitza, or you don't need to say Amen to be Yoitza? And the Lashon of the Kesef Mishnah is, when he says Amen, is as if he said it himself. But what's straight though? Is the emes is like this. I mean, it's poshut. And I once heard from Rav Jolti in Yushalayim, he based on something more, which we'll share. That the following, very, very nice. You know, there's a Shaila always by Shemaya Ka'ina. Is Shemaya Ka'ina? Shemaya Ka'ina. I mean, what am I saying? I mean like this. Is it that Shemaya, when you hear a bracha, is that enough to be yaitzah with? I don't need to say it. I can either be yaitzah by speaking, by saying, or I can be yaitzah by listening. Listening is good enough. Say it through different formats of saying. Let's say if you could do beksav, it would be another format. Yeah? Format, the way I would say my brachas, either by saying them or by listening to them. And that's Shemaya, it's like, oh, you know, it's equivalent. One of the ways is through listening, one of the ways is through saying. Or is Shemaya Ka'ina mean that when I listen to your bracha, it's like I've said it. The only way of fulfilling a bracha is I must say my brachas. But when I listen to a bracha, it's considered, I want to be yoitz as if I've said it. Is it that listening is sufficient? Shemaya Ka'ina, or Shemaya Ka'ina? Mamash, as if I've said it. Is the Rambam's view most probably was like this. That Shemaya is Ka'ina, it's good enough just to listen, and as if I've said it. But when you say Amen, you know what you're doing. You're doing even something more. It's as if you've mamish said it. So when I listen to a bar, I can be yaitza. And I'm yaitza without an amen. If I say an amen, it is considered as if I've mamish said it. More than just that. Why do I need it? And that This is what I'd like to share with you. You know why you need, why one needs it? Yeah? I need it for the following reason. There is a Yerushalmi brought down in the run at the end of Rosh Hashanah. A nice, interesting Yerushalmi, where the run asks on the Yerushalmi what's going on. It says in the Yerushalmi, quotes the Yerushalmi, Kol HaBrachos, all brachos, She'adam Potter, Moses Rabbi Dechevasot. Okay. All brachos that you have a chuyev, you can be mighty anybody, chutz mi birkas hamazin, except for birkas hamazin, tiksev v'chalto v'savato uverachto. You should eat, you will be satisfied, you should make a bracha. And another one is, chutz mi tefillah. Why? Sheikol echod b'vakeish rachmim al atzmai. With tefillah, everybody should ask daven for themselves, seek rachmim for themselves. This is the Yerushalmi. This is the Yerushalmi, says the Ran is a pella. Because we all know this Mishnah, says Gemara. The whole of Chazor HaShatz is to be mighty the Rabbi Yerechei Vason. The whole of Chazor HaShatz is to be mighty. Big Zemora did you have mighty Rabbi, there's Gemara. How can Yerushalmi say no? It can be yitzah, everything. Kiddush can be yitzah. Hallelujah can be yitzah. This got tefillah. It's before us, it's all over the place. Is the answer is pshat? Is Rav Jolti, is it pshat? That you know what? It means like this. All brachas, you can be yitzah, shemea ka'ina. It's good enough if you hear, you don't need to say it. You don't need to say it. It's good enough with hearing, it's considered, you've fulfilled your obligation with just listening. But with tefillah, and with Vigas and Mozoi, there is a halacha that you must say it yourself. How can you be Yitzah? You know what? With an Amen learns the Rambam. Because when you say an Amen, it's like you've said it yourself. Is that's why the Rambam writes everywhere, it's good enough without an Amen, because it's good enough your Shemir. But by Tefillah and by Bigas Amazon, says the Yerushalmi, you must say it yourself. I will know you can be Yitzah. Yes, you must listen in such a manner that it's considered as if you said it yourself. How is it considered if you said it yourself? You know how it's considered? By saying an Amen. And it's those cases you've got to say an Amen. You say an Amen. That is if that is correct, I think that Reb Kiva Eiger is a double poshet. Chazanish says about Reb Kiva Eiger, how can you start splitting? Partly you listen, the mother listens to the child, partly she says, Reb Kiva Eiger says, partly saying, oh, well, what? So let me take the first kasha. The second kasha, maybe we won't have time to answer. But let me explain what I'm saying. More like this. B'yemus, we only find mufugish in halacha, you can't spit, is by tefillah and by big samosim. Shmeres, it says also the same thing, you can't spit in the middle of a bracha, part saying, part not. You know why? Because B'yemus, like you asked before, if Shemeyas ka'ina, why can't you spit? You can. And you can listen to half a bracha and say half a bracha, it's no problem. No problem, you can spit. Ah, you find that you can't spit by Hilchas Birkas HaMozrin, because Misha Ochal, the one who ate, he should be saying a bracha. How with an Amen? Now, if you're going to say part of the bracha yourself, and listen to part, your Amen is not a good Amen, because I'm only saying Amen, it must be as if I've said the whole lot, and I can't say an Amen on what I've said, what I've listened to, yeah? I mean, what I've said, partly said, you can't put the two together. You can't, especially you could say there's even a hefsek. If you've said the first half, you said, you say the second part, and then you say Amen on the first part, you haven't got the whole thing in Amen. So there the Amen doesn't, there you can't split it. So Reb Kiva Gal, I've heard that there's a halacha that you can't split. Partly Shemiah, partly Dibbo, you can't split the two. Yeah? That is only by tefillah and by Birkas HaMozrin. By other things you can split. So says Reb Kiva Eiger quite rightly that you can split by Kiddush. By Kiddush you can split. But what you must be all wondering, by Birkas HaMozrin you can't split. And if Kibbeke says you can, split. So on that, let me add one point, and I hope I made it clear enough as to what I'm saying. But Abshaykh Berman, Zaykhatanik Livrocha, was one of the Ashivas of Podavish. He said on this part of Gibki Vega that, what does Gibki Vega say? What does the God Sashki say? The woman should say the words, the man should say the words, Al Barisko, Shekhasamtu Bisreinu, Val Tirosko Sheli Madaton. And the rest he should be Yitzha. If you look at Mishnah Berurah, you'll see there's an interesting Sha'arat Zion, which says the following. Somebody forgot to say in benching the words Al Barisko, Shekhasamtu Bisreinu, Val Tirosko Sheli Madaton. He was singing benching, got distracted, didn't say those words. And he gave, I didn't say bris and toira. You can say it after v'ala koyin. You say bris and toira after v'ala koyin. Because bris v'toira is not an integral part of the bracha. It's only an extra in the bracha. It must mention bris and toira. So there, Reb Kivega also agrees, even in benching, you can split it. Because it's not an integral part, you can. But Birkas HaMazon itself, you can't split. But a non-integral part of Birkas HaMazon, you can split. So therefore, Reb Kivega Galton Taka, like we're saying, and therefore, let me just come to the Maskona, that when it comes to splitting a bracha, half listening, I hope the Olam is fully listening. But half listening, he says, Omen, therefore, yeah, okay, say that. Yeah, okay, so half listening and half saying is okay. And that's what Kivega Gal. The only times it's not okay when we find in our loco is by Big Zamozin, where it's an integral part, or by Tefillah. But everywhere else you can split. And then when it comes to Kiddush, and this child is making Kiddush, like Rebbe Kivega said, you've got your bar mitzvah boy, or you're maybe a 15-year-old, you don't know where he's bought Shnei Saras. He wants to be Maitzi mother. You know how he can be Maitzi mother? Yes, he can make Kiddush. Mother should say the middle part of the Kiddush, of the bracha, not the beginning, not the end, because of bracha v'atola. She can be yoitza with the kiddush al hakos by listening to that chelik on the sun. She won't have brocha v'atola, and the boy will be happy he's made kiddush. Mother will have fulfilled an obligation to Eraisa, and with the baby we've helped to remove the kasha of the chazanish.